Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. Daf Samach Zayin in Maseches Ksuvos has two of the top 15 stories in Shas, for sure, for sure. We'll get to them, we'll talk about them, but before we do that, we're in Samach Vavim and Beis, and we said yesterday that Nachman Ben Gurion's daughter told Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that Melach Mamon is Chaser, meaning the way to preserve salt is by the way to preserve your money, the way to have your money, to melach your money, to preserve your money, is by reducing your money, right? By lessening your money, or by lessening your chesed, right? In other words, either you lessen your money, or you lessen your money with chesed, as opposed to tzedakah, which is even a higher madrig, as Mepharshim say, that will preserve your money. Since Akdino Ben Gurion didn't do that, he lost it all. So, what does that mean? That Melach Mamon Chaser. So the Rashbat says very simple. It says in the Pirkei Avos that Maisros is Siyag La'Osher. That giving Maisr is a Siyag, is a fence, a guard, a way for riches. It doesn't say Maisros Siyag L'Nesachim. It's a way to keep your status quo. That's not what it says. It says it's a Siyag to be rich. Right? Just like salt preserves the freshness of the meat, so too, tzedakah preserves the freshness of your money, but it takes it one step further, and you become even richer. So the Rashbat says. The Chidah says, that it says in next week's Parsha, V'yavo Yaakov Shalim, and Yaakov came back Shalim. Rashi says over there, Shalim beguf, Shalim b'mamon, Shalim b'torah. He was all Shalim. How is he Shalim? Right? This Shlemus in money, right? That's how he fulfilled that. What do you mean he was shalem in money? His shlemus was that he fulfilled this rule. Listen to this one. This is the hafla. The hafla says, if mamon is chaser, meaning, mamon is spelled mem mem vav nun. If mamon is chaser, take out the vav. Take out the vav. So all you have now is mem mem nun. Right? Mem mem nun is equals 130. Right? First of all, he points out that if you spell mamon male, which is mem 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 nun vav nun, you have the word mamon there anyway. So even if you're chaser your money, but you're male it with giving tzedakah, it's still going to bring you back to the same place you were before. So he says mamon without a vav is gematria 130. Vav male is vav al vav is 13. It's 10% of 130. Which is the gematria of ani. It's also 130. It's all the same. The vav, you remove the vav, you get it right back. And the vav is keneged the money. It's 10%. That's what the hafla says. The Noam HaGadim says that it says in the pasuk, this is a very Hasidic way of looking at a pasuk, it says, Im kesef talva es ami, which we translate to mean, Im kesef talva es ami, if you will lend money. He says, it doesn't mean if you lend money. Im kesef, with kesef, Talva comes from a word from Levaya, from escorting. Im kesef, talva es ami. That's the way to have a chevra with the nation. That's the way everyone can be in the same boat as you. Im kesef, if you give you money. Right? The Rebbe Rebachai says, it says, kabed es Hashem mehoncha. The mechaved Hashem, your money, and also has over there in Mishlei, no se l'rosh ein mechzar. You give tzedakah, it doesn't decrease your assets. It just doesn't. The Kli Yakar says two pshatim. He says, first of all, Lot's wife never gave salt, right? Lot's wife never gave salt. That's why she was punished. She turned into a pillar of salt, right? Why was she only punished now? Why only now? She didn't give salt her whole life. The answer is because now she turned around and said to herself, oh, look what's happening to all the money. It's all being destroyed. Even Mishaf, while it was being destroyed, all she cared about was the money. What, for tzedakah purposes? No. For tzedakah purposes? For money purposes. It's all she was about. She was into the money. So right at this moment, right, her lack of tzedakah, her lack of preservation of her money was so glaring, she became the salt. That's what the Kliyaka says. Right now. The Kliyaka also says, it says, all karbanos to halacha was, you had to have salt. You have to bring salt on all the kavanos. Why? So the Kli Yakar says, because this is a little bit of Kabbalah. Salt, he says, has the properties of fire, keeps you warm, and Mayim, somehow. It's the two opposites. It's two extremes. But it's one God. Only by salt you're demonstrating that you're demonstrating, what does he say over here? Tzedakah, which is compared to salt, is even greater than a carbon. Because by giving tzedakah, you're demonstrating there's one God. Right? It's two extremes. Salt is two extremes, but it's one Hashem. So too, tzedakah is the same way. The Maharal says, riches, someone has riches, someone has money, it's a shefa, it's a bracha, it's a bounty. And the more you give it the bounty, the more bounty you will be getting back. He says, just like meat without salt rots away, so too your money rots away. A lot of these are the same parts, right? The Ruach Chaim says, unbelievable. He says, Ruach Chaim Volozhin, he says in Pirkei Avos, he says, if you walk over to somebody and he's planting a garden, or he's planting, not a garden, he's planting a field, and he's taking these small little seeds, and he's scattering them. You go over to the guy and say, what are you doing? You're throwing away your seeds to the wind? You're getting rid of them? He says, no, wait a few months, and in a few months there'll be a big field over here. Right? Of wheat. Food. Ruach Chaim says, just like that is Adava Yadua, it's obvious that when you plant, you reap. When you give tzedakah, you get it all back. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. Okay, the last one. The Yitav Panim. Not sure who that is. I think it's one of the Satmars. Anyway, he says as follows. He says, Chizkiyah was going to be killed. Right? Chizkiyah HaMelech was going to be killed. Why? Because he didn't want to give. He didn't want to have children. Why didn't he want to have children? Because he saw it was going to be a Rasha. So such a harsh punishment. Such a harsh. Get killed? I didn't get killed for that. I didn't get killed for that. The reason he's getting killed for that is because the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Hashem wanted to make the world out of din, but he changed it and made it out of rachamim. So if you don't want to have children, and you don't want to preserve the world, why did Hashem make it into rachamim? Because the world couldn't go on like that. The world couldn't go on in a world of din. It couldn't happen. People couldn't survive. You don't want to have a world where you have children and you have rachamim, then you'll go back to din. You'll live in a world of din, and you live in a world of din. You don't have children, you chayav misa. When you give tzedakah, you're living in the best world of rachamim possible. That is the ultimate world of rachamim. Right? You live in the ultimate world of rachamim, you treat it with the ultimate rachamim. Okay. Next. So, we ended off by saying that a Nadimon Ben-Gurion didn't give tzedakah. So the Gemara says, V'Nadimon Ben-Gurion lo avat tzedakah. Second to last line. Nadimon Ben-Gurion didn't give tzedakah. V'atanya. How could that be? Amarola of Nadimon Ben-Gurion. We said about him, Kishahai Yotze Rebeis Obeis HaMedrash, when he used to go to the Beis HaMedrash from his house, Kli Milas Hayu Matzi in Tachtav. He used to have clothes on the floor, like walking on him, similar to Betzitzis HaKasses, like he had clothes on the floor, so he shouldn't have to walk on the dirt. And Ubar Naniyim Umakaflin Osam. And the Neim would come and take it afterwards. So he left. He was a very generous man. So the Gemara says, Ibaiz Ema lichvod Ahuda Avad. Either he did it for his own covet. V'Ibaiz Ema or Kedibayale Lamevad Lo Avad. What he could have done, he didn't do. What does that mean? Kedda Amri Inchi Lefum Gamla Shechda. Like the people say, depending on how strong the camel is, that's how much you're going to load on top of it. Right? Depending on how much money you have, that's how much tzedakah you have to give. Yeah, he was a generous man. But he didn't come near to what he could have given. He was very wealthy. Yeah?
The first shot, chesed.
Right. So some say that's the difference. That's the difference. Chesed, listen, Lamaisa gave it. But chesed, it's not chesed here. Right? No chesed here. It didn't make a scratch to you. You could have given much more. You could have done much better. The Marsha asks, but wait a minute. Didn't we have a Gemara that says, if someone gives money on the condition that my son should live, the Gemara says here, it's out of Gomer. Right? So the Marsha answers, yes. You can give it for any ulterior motive you want, except covet. That's everything, anything, for your son, for your shidduch, that's what the Marsha says, not for covet. Covet is so bad. Rabbi Chanan says, it's difficult to think that Nachdiman Ben-Gurion was so bad. After all, he's only one of three people in the history of the world that the sun stood still for them. Right? The Gemara says that in Tainus. So how bad could he have been already? right? So obviously, on his madrega, someone who was who the son stood still for and still gave out of kavod or still didn't do his share, obviously judge on a higher standard. Something we really don't understand because he wasn't such a bad guy, right? That's what the Rav Elchanan says. The Chavetz Chaim says there's a Gemara that says that there was one Amora who didn't want to wear tzitzis. He wasn't wearing tzitzis, so he's not doing anything wrong. You don't have to wear tzitzis. He wasn't wearing a four-cornered garment, and then he got punished. So the Malach came. It's a famous Gemara in Menachos. The Malach came and said, you know why you're being punished? Because when Hashem is angry, He even punishes for things that are much more dakistic, much more fine. Nothing wrong with not wearing tzitzis. It's not appropriate. Everybody does it. We all wear tzitzis. It's such an easy thing to do, right? So normally you're not punished. But when it's a time of Hashem's anger, whatever that means, you could even be punished for this. So the Chavetz Chaim says there's no greater time of anger than when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. This is right after that. So the anger was unleashed, and Nachdim Ben Gurion was punished. The last pshat, Hafla, says, we know there's also Gemara that says, the pattern of the world is rich become poor, poor become rich, and the wheel turns. So Hafla says, the way that the wheel should not turn for you is to give tzedakah. That's the shmira, that the wheel shouldn't turn that way. So that's very nice and good. However, if you don't give tzedakah properly, then you have no shmira. You have no shmira, so you lost it all. Okay, it's the best I could do. Next, Tanya Amar Belazer Berb Tzadik. Belazer Berb Tzadik said, "Era b'nechama." So it really he means I should not be comforted, meaning I should stay sorrowful. Im lo reisi shahaisa milaketes saorim bibein talfein susim ba'ako. That the Nehemiah Gurion's daughter was picking the barley out of the dung among the horseshoes of the feet of the horses in Akko. How sad is that? Karasi aleha mikrazeh. And I said about her the following pasuk. Im lo seidi lach hayafa benashim. If the pretty girl doesn't know where to go, which is a reference to Klal Yisrael, tzi'i lach be'ikve hatzon, roi es gdiyosayich. So go where the sheep are and graze yourself. Meaning, the Klal Yisrael wants to forsake Hashem. They'll be on their own. Hashem will let them be on their own. They can go get their own food. And he says, al tikri gdiyosayich, don't read as your flock, ela gviyosayich, meaning your body. Meaning, she's on her own, she's got nothing. Why? Because of her father's sin. Okay. Next. Okay, now, until we get to the bottom of the Amud, it's not a Gadata, it's actually real Gemara, and it's a little difficult. But we said yesterday that money, if the Ksuva, okay, back to Earth for a few minutes, until we get back to more Gadata. It said yesterday that if the girl brings, as her dowry, she brings cash, then the husband has to write a premium, a 50% premium into the ksuva, because he's got that cash available now to invest. If it's metaltalin, then she doesn't have to bring, then he has to own, then he not only does he not add 50%, he reduces 20%. So I said yesterday, the reason why he reduces 20% is because they exaggerate the value of the stuff anyway, because they want to make them happy. So it was exaggerated. That was one reason. There's another reason. The other reason is, which is going to come up now, the other reason is because metaltalin depreciates in value. Whatever it is going to depreciate. Cash doesn't depreciate, but if she brings a watch or clothing or whatever she brings, that's going to depreciate. So for the reason it's going to depreciate, we depreciate it also. So for both reasons, we depreciate the metaltalin that she brings in and we write it as a 20% discount, depreciation value. What about the Gemara now, from now till the Mishnah, the Gemara, what about gold? So first of all, gold doesn't depreciate. And gold, nobody uses gold. That's why it doesn't depreciate. Nobody uses it. Nobody uses gold kalim. Nobody serves on gold dishes. Nobody does that. On silver, people do. Not gold. It's too expensive. Also, nobody will inflate the value of gold. So everyone knows what gold is, Gemara assumes. Everyone knows the value of gold. And everyone knows the chashivas of gold. So if she brings gold into the marriage, they're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to exaggerate the amount. Everybody knows what gold is. So for both reasons, we don't have to decrease it. There's no discount on gold because gold is different. With that background, here we go. So Amar Hashem Bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan. Hichnisa lo zav, if they bring in gold, shamin oso v'harehu b'shavyav. We evaluate the gold at its actual worth. First of all, nobody's going to touch it. And second of all, it doesn't depreciate. And second of all, everybody knows how much gold is worth, so nobody exaggerates the price. Meisve, wait a minute. Hazav, the Braisa says that Hazav, harehu ki kelim. Zav is like kelim. My love, doesn't that mean kelim shall keseth? Doesn't that mean that the gold is like silver? Meaning the pechasi, that it gets depreciated in all silver. Gets you use a silver challah tray after a few years. Right, it gets depreciated. So isn't gold? The Braisa says gold is like silver. So the Gemara says no. It doesn't mean it's like silver. It means kikalim shel zahav. Gold is like gold kalim. So the Gemara says delo pechasi. It doesn't depreciate. So the Gemara says im kain. If gold is like gold kalim, then it should have said the Braisa kikalav mi boile. Gold is like its own kalim. In other words, a gold coin has the same din as a gold kli. What do you mean kalim? Which is mashma, not gold kalim. It's mashma other. It should have said kalav, like its own kli. The ode also, we have a brisa that says as follows. Two statements. Zahav harehu kekalim. Zahav is like kalim. And dinare zahav, which are gold coins, harehein kiksafim, is like money. That's the Tanakhama. Two statements. Rav Shir Ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shir Ben Gamliel says, well, not so fast. Bim makom shenahagu shelo leportan, if you live in a place where gold is not exchanged, not even gold coins, not exchanged. Nobody trades in gold. It's too expensive. Nobody does that. Then, shumin osan varei b'shavyon. We evaluate, we estimate the gold for whatever it's worth. There's no depreciation value because nobody touches it. And there's no exaggeration because nobody exaggerates it. But that's a Rav Shir Ben Gamliel statement. So now, Rav Shir Ben Gamliel Ahaya, which statement did Rav Shir Ben Gamliel come to argue the Tanakhama? Ilema Asefa, if it was the second statement was that Dinare Zahav Harehen Kiksafim. Tanakhama said, gold is like money, and therefore you reduce it. And Rav Shir Ben Gamliel says, oh, it depends. That's only true if it's a banana town where nobody exchanges gold. If that's true, Michlal, the Tanakhama Savar, Abafil, B'makam, Shidogu, Shlo, Leparton, even in a place where nobody exchanges gold, the Tanakhama will still hold it's like money? That doesn't make any sense. Holo Nafki! Nobody exchanges it. Nobody uses it. Ella, it must be Lav Aresha. It must be the Rav Shir Ben Gamliel was arguing on the Resha. What was the Resha? The Resha was that Zahav, Harehem Ki Kalim, Zahav is like Kalim, and Rav Shir Ben Gamliel comes along and says, but not if nobody exchanges it. Right? So, Elav Aresha, Vahachi Kamar, Zahav, Harehu, Ki Kalim. Zahav is like Kalim, says the Tanakhama. My Kalim? What kind of Kalim is that? Isn't it Kalim Shel Kesef? Isn't it must be silver? Rav Shir Ben Gamliel Omer, no, Harein Kigidinim Shel Zav, Makam Shenagu Shelo Leporton. That it must be, no, so Rav Shir Ben Gamliel says, not if no one exchanges it. What do you see from here? Rashi, I don't know if Rashi says it, but I think the Ritva says it. We hold on the Tanakhama. So how can Rav Shemin argue on the Tanakhama? We don't want to say he holds like Rav Shir Ben Gamliel because no one passes that way. So why would an Amora hold like a sheet that no one holds like? So we hold like the Tanakhama. So Rav Shemin to argue on the Tanakhama, because Rav Shemin said, Tanakhama said, Zav Rehu Kalim, which we say now must mean silver, and Rav Shemin said it's like gold. So the Gemara answers, La 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 ma seifa. Really, it's going on the seifa. Rav Shemin is arguing on the seifa. We said that doesn't make any sense. So the different machlokas now. V'denafka adeh d'chak. And yeah, you can exchange the gold, but it's not easy. It's al dead chak, and nobody, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. So, ubahokam ifliki. Mar savar, Tanakhama holds, kivan denafki, since it can be exchanged, even though it's a hardship. Mash bechinan la. So then we will increase the value, because it has the din of cash. Right? So we said, the din of cash. And umar savar, Rav Shimon says, no, kivan denafki al dead chak, since it's very difficult to do that, nobody really exchanges gold. It's very hard. Therefore, law mashkechin and law. We don't increase the value. We keep it as is, whatever it's worth. There's no premium. Why? It's not like the whole reason why cash has a premium is because you can use it. Here, it's so difficult. So we don't say that. Or ibay say maor kula Rav Gamliel. We can say the whole thing is Rav Shir Ben Gamliel. The chesuri mechzera, and it's we're missing words. V'hachi ketani, and this is what it really should have said. Zahav v'rehu kekalim. Zahav is like kalim. Dinare zahav v'rehu kiksafim. Dinrei Zahav, gold coins, are like money, cash. When is that true? That's only in a town where cash is exchanged. But if cash is not exchanged, then we keep the value as is, because there's no premium on it. Divrei Rav Shirming Amliel, Shirv Shirming Amliel Omer, B'makom Shinahagu Shalol Laportan, in a town where there is no exchange for gold, nobody does it, nobody goes near gold, it's too expensive, Shaman Osam, we evaluate them, V'harehein B'shavyan, and they stay in their value. Right? Mikal Makom, Kikeilov Miboyele, so fine. So it still should have said Kikeilov, and now we're saying that gold is like gold, it should have said Kikeilov. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. Okay, that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha. Ebay's ema, or everybody added that too. Hachamayaskilan bidahava pricha. The difference was, are we talking about gold chips or real gold? So gold chips, maybe you can exchange somehow because they're already not so fine and they're more common and maybe they're cheaper. But real gold, that nobody will touch, and that's the difference. Rav Yashi Amar bimamala, gold dust. Again, something which is not as expensive. People maybe would use that for different things. So that had different value, the different halacha. Amar Rav Yanai, now we're just going to say a few more things. Besamim shel Antuchia, in Antioch, in Antuchia, besamim harei han kiksafim, has the din of ksafim, has the din of cash. So if she comes in with perfume, besamim, that has the din of cash. Why? Because in Antuchia, they traded besamim as frequently as they used cash. So if she, it's the same din, and we'll give a preview. Right? Different depends on the locale. How they would treat different items. Amar Vishmo Bar Nachmani, Amar of Yochanan, Gimalim Shal Aravia. So too, camels in Arabia, right, and going out in the desert, Isha Gova Prana, an eat mehem. And Isha can accept it as cash. Camels. Meaning, they'll write a premium on camels. Why? Because they trade it so commonly, just like money. Amar of Papi, more, Hani Tusve Debe Mechasi. In clothing in that town, again, Isha Gova Parnamiham. Again, a woman can get cash for. The Umar of Papi, Hani Shaki de Rudya, sack in Rudya, or the Ashli de Kamechunya, or rope in that town, Isha Gova Parnamiham. Again, those things were so traded with such regularity and such frequency that it's added the din of money, these items. Amar Rava, Meresh Hava Mina Hani Arnaki de Bechuza Isha Gova Parnamiham. I used to think, Rashi says the word parna here means something different. Now it means to exchange the ksuva. I used to think that money, bags of money in Mechuza, should be able to be claimed by a wife, which is cashing in her ksuva. We say that really she can't get metaltolin. If she wants to get money from the husband, she can't get metalkal, she can only get karka. But I saw that women were chasing after these bags of money, and they were relying on the bags of money. My taima asmachinhu alayhu. They were relying on that money. They knew about it, they were relying on it. But kivan de chazoy de shakli lahu. Since I saw that when the husband died, they would take the money. V'nafki, v'chi, v'nafki they would go. V'chi mishchachi ara zavni behu. And the minute they'd find land, they'd buy it. Amina, I said, asmechinhua arahu. Oh, it's only relying on the land. So go back to the old halacha. The halacha is you can only get land for your ksuva, because only land has achrayas. Even though cash, money, Rava thought had the din of achrayas, it turned out it wasn't even true. The money was just a means to get to the land. So really, land is the only item that can be paid back on a ksuva, because land is the only item that you can't hide. Right. So now money, metaphor, and zav. Right? Zav is always in its own category. There's a whole parak about metzikol, parak hazav. The gold is different. Right. So we said sometimes it's different, sometimes it's not. It depends on the gold. Right. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamasi is bito stam. If somebody marries off his daughter without a dowry. Stam, no dowry. So, lo yivchaz la mechamishim zuz. You can't give her less than 50 zuz. 50 zuz is the standard dowry. Pasak lachnitza aruma. If he specifically said, I'm sending my daughter to the chuppah arum. Doesn't mean naked. It means no dowry. You know what? Lo yomer habal. The baal should not say. L'kishe echnisa lebesi achsana bichsusi. When, fine, so I have a year now between Erison and Nesuin. So when the Nesuin comes in a year from now, then I'll start feeding her and clothing her. Don't say that. If the father doesn't have any money, then Ella, mechasa v'odo v'besa via, support her right now. V'chein also, hamasi es yayisoma. If a yisoma doesn't have a father. Right, so she's going to be married off by the Bezdin, by the town. Right? Lo yifchas la mechamishim zuz. The town, the kupa tzedakah, should give her the same 50 zuz that every girl gets. V'im yesh bekis, and if there's more money in the treasury, in the kupa, in the tzedakah fund of the town, then mefarsin osa lefi chvoda. Then they give her whatever her father would have given had he been alive, that's what she's entitled to. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, chamishim zuzi pshiti. It must be, we're talking about the standard zuz, which was 1/8 the value of the other type of zuz, the zuz of tzur. 1/8 the value. Why? Memai, midjikani seifa, kusta, mishnah said in the seifa, imyesh bikis, mefarsin mosalafi kvoda, that if she's richer, if she was used to more, then she gets more. Viamrina, my kiss. What does that mean? A kiss? Amaruchava, arnaki shel tzedakah. That was the tzedakah treasury, the tzedakah fund. Visal gadait and chamishim zuz is mamish. And if chamishim zuz is mamish, then im yesh bekis, we're going to give her more than that? Kami avinenlo. How much are we giving her? The Mefarshim explained, 50 real zuz? That's a very big amount. I'm going to increase more than that. That's very large. And most people are talking about the cheap zuz. And if there's more, then give her more. Can't be the expensive zuz. That's already a lot. What are we going to get in more? Elishma mina chamishim zuz pshiti. Tana rabbanan yasom v'yisoma an orphan boy and an orphan girl shebaul his parnes that come to be married off mifarsim es hayisoma not marrying each other. They're not marrying each other. Each one has a shidduch. They walk in at the same moment. We're getting married, so we were requesting help with the wedding. So what does the Gemara say? Mefarsim es hayisoma. First we give the girl. Then we give the boy. Why? Because it's much more common for a man to go begging. And a woman is not so common to go begging. Therefore, since a man has another option, we give the girl first. Right? One second. Yasam v'yasoma shiba'u linase. If a man and a Yasam and a Yasoma come to get married, again, they're not marrying each other. Right? Just getting married. They walk in at the same time. Masin is hayisoma. We first marry off the girl. V'achakach masin is hayosom. Then the boy. Why? Mipnei sheboshitha shel isha miruba b'shel ish. Right? Because the embarrassment, the singlehood, the state of being single is much more embarrassing for a girl than it is for a guy. So if they both walk in at the same moment, the girl gets first.
But right? The guy's his wife who's not getting married now also.
What?
The Yasom is marrying somebody, so her singlehood is also embarrassing.
What you're asking is gonna be an answer. Because the Mefarshim ask, but the boy has a mitzvah puruvu and the girl doesn't. How could you give the girl first because of Busha? She has a mitzvah, she has no mitzvah. Believe it or not, the Rashbat, a Rishon, left that Pesarachian. He couldn't think of an answer to that question. That's what the Chin of Chista says. The guy the girl is marrying some other guy. So that guy's being fulfilling his mitzvah, right? Right. The Shail Sechuvas Cheshev Eifod said. You know what the answer to this question is? Busha takes precedence over Puruvu, right? Takes precedence over Puruvu. The Aruch HaShulchan says that first of all, if we have money for both. If we have money for both, she goes first. We're talking about if we don't have money for both. If we don't have money for both, we will give the boy first. That's what HaShulchan says. The question is, if there's money for everybody, so now who gets first? The girl gets first. That's okay, so he'll have to wait another week or two. Let her go first, because she has more busha. But if there's only money for one, says the HaShulchan, which is like, unlike everything else we're saying, then of course he gets first. He has a mitzvah, she doesn't. And
so that means the two statements are not parallel.
Right, exactly, they're not parallel. And the Rishon Lezion says, the reason why we give her first is only because, you have to know the situation, we're nervous that if we don't give her first, who knows what she'll do, right? She's still single, so we don't know what's going to happen to her, so we don't want her to know who knows what, so we'll let her go first, and that can take precedence over his chiyuv of peruvu. Okay, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Yasom Sheba Lisa. If a man comes, he doesn't have any money, he's a Yasom. But it's time for him to get married. So he comes to the kupa tzedakah and says, I want to get married. So sochrin lo bayis, we rent him a house, umatzin lo mita, we give him furniture, v'kol kli tashmisho, right? We refurnish the house for him, the apartment. And afterwards, masin lo isha. Then we give him a wife, right? That's the normal order. First you get yourself set up, then you get married. Shenemar, dei mechaser asher yichaser lo. Right? Give him whatever he's lacking. So dei mechasro ze habayis. First thing you're lacking is you need a place to live. Right? Asher yichaser ze mita v'shulchan. Right? Then what? You can't live in a house without any furniture. You can't live in a house without a bed and a table. Then lo ze isha. Right? Lo means a wife. V'chein hu omer eselo ezer kinegdo. Right? He gets a lo means a wife. Right? So that's the normal order. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan dei mechasro. You have an obligation to support a poor person. But you have no obligation to make him rich. Why would you think you have such an obligation? Damari Kirkus asks. Oh, who thought that? You have an obligation to make him rich. Right, that's what he answers. You keep the person at a status quo. You don't have to make him overboard. You don't have to go overboard. Even if the guy normally had, we're talking about somebody who, this is how they grew up, not some, even if they normally had a sus to ride on, the eved loritz lefanov, and an eved to run like a herald, right? Wherever he goes, there's a guy running to announce, here he comes. You had that. Amru, right? Even that he has to get, even though he's poor now, he lost his fortune, and he's running around now with nothing to do. You have to give him the eved, and you have to give him the coach, right? Amr alav al hil hazakein. They said about Hill himself, shalakach la'ani ben tuvim, that there was once an ani ben tuvim. He came from a good family, from a rich family. Yeah, he fell in hard times. She echad sus lirkov alav eved la'aretz lefanav. And he did. He hired a coach, and he hired a guy to run before him, the coach. Pam echas, one time lo matza eved larutz, he couldn't find an eved to rutz, lefanav, so verutz lefanav shol shemilim. So Hillel did it himself. He ran himself 3 mil. You hear this? Right? What? Oh, someone asked that question. Wasn't Hillel himself so poor? So there's five answers to the following question. The question is, how can Hillel do this? Hill's the Gadol Hador. How can the Gadol Hador belittle himself like this and run in the street like an Eved boy, like a page boy? How can he do that? So some say this was all the answers don't fit with each other. They're all beautiful, but none of them fit with each other. So one answer is that earlier in Hill's life, the guy who says is before Hill was famous. He was a regular guy. And then he had money. Then somehow he lost his money, and then he became the Hill that we all know. That's what the Ayavit says. The Ben Yehoyada says he was the same Hillel that we all know, right? And he changed his appearance. Nobody knew it was Hillel. Okay? The Ein Yaakov says that he went with Lefnim Meshuret HaDin. Ein Hanami, who would do that? What about Lefnim Meshuret HaDin? So, Rav Chaim Shalevitz has a whole piece over here. How could he... before we get to Rav Chaim Shalevitz, Rav Chanan says, even if you go Lefnim Meshuret HaDin, you're not going to be Mezalzel yourself. You're a Talmid Chacham. You're not allowed to do that to yourself. So he answers that, again, nobody knew who he was. So if no one knows who you are, and then you want to go look for the Mishra Hasidim, there's no issue of Zilzel. Reb Chaim Shulevitz says, Hillel knew that this person had to, if he wouldn't have this, it'd make him, who knows what, it'll make him have he'll die. This is his standard, he's got to live with the standard. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a whole piece, how you see how Kavod can make you crazy. Kavod makes you, this is what you do. You're letting Hillel Hazakin run in front of you, because you need Kavod. Right? See what it does to you? That's crazy. As a matter of fact, there's a story with the Kotzker. Somebody once came to the Kotzker, and the Kotzker treated him with tremendous kavod, very lavish kavod. And of course, when the man left, all the Talmidim were wondering, why they said to the Kotzker, why do you treat this fellow like that? After all, it's known that you don't hold from him. Why do you treat him like that? So he said, listen, the Gemara says, and right here, that if an Ani he's used to a coach and an Eved to run, you give it to him. It's a coach, I understand. People want to what do you need an Eved to run for? It's a shtus. What's the answer? When someone's a shtus, so you give him a shtus. So the guy came, I know he wants a lavish, so I gave him a lavish feast. Right? That's what the Kotzker said. Only the Kotzker could say that. The Chida says, beautiful. He says, you know why it wasn't a zilzal for Hillel? Because that's Hillel. When people saw Hillel running in front of this guy, everybody, nobody thought to themselves, look at this, the God of Hadar is belittling himself. Nobody said that. Everybody said, look at this. This is Hillel's personality. This is goof of what Hillel is all about. Not everyone can do that. Hillel was able to reduce himself to become a regular person, run down the street, and nobody would think twice. As a matter of fact, they'd think, if he wouldn't be doing this, I'd think what's wrong with Hillel. Right? Since that was Hillel's nature, and everyone knew that, and that was his personality, it was part of the course for Hillel. It's not a zilzal, just the opposite. If he does, that's a big cover for Hillel. It's a beautiful fart. It's a beautiful shot. Okay, next. Tanur Rabbanan. Maisa be'anshe Galil ha'elyon. A story with the upper people in Galil. Shalaku la'ani ben tuvim echad mitzipori litra basar b'chol yom. That they used to hire for this guy, they used to buy for this guy a liter of basar every day. So a litra basar my rebusa. What's so bad about a liter of basar? Apparently it's not so bad. So amar avuna no litra basar mishal ofos. It was bird. Rashi says it's more expensive. Why is it more expensive? So the Meiri says it's only the brains of the bird. There's one special part of the bird. It was very expensive. And they did it for him because that's what he was used to. Ebay is ema or litra basar mamish. No, it was actual, somehow the weight, the coins, it was very expensive. Ravashi Omar Hasam Kfar Katan Hayat, it was a very small town. The Bechol Yom Havimas, the Chiyusa Amatul say. They would kill a whole animal just for one piece of meat for this guy. And nobody could eat the rest of the animals. It was a very small town, so the whole thing went to waste. It was so expensive. Hahu, the Atala Kamed Rav Nechemya, somebody came in front of Rav Nechemya, Amale, Bame'at Tesoed. What's your standard of living? Amale, Basar Shamein, fat meat, V'yayin Yashin, old wine. So Rav Nechemya says to him, Ritzon Chashetes Galgal Imi Ba'adashim. You want to come down and have beans with me? That's all I have. All I have is beans. You want to have beans with me? So he had no choice. He's hungry. So Galgal Imo Ba'adashim for me. He was such a mafunak that he ate the beans and he died. So Amar, so Rav Nechemya said, Oi loy lezeh, whoa, shahargu Nechemya, that Nechemya killed this guy. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, what Rav Nechemya should have said was, Oi loy le Nechemya, woe is to me, woe is to Nechemya, shahargu lezeh, that I killed this guy in Yibarle. That's what he should have said. So why did he blame the guy? So the Gemara says, Ela ihu hu de lo Yibarle funuke nafshe kolhai, kulahai. The guy shouldn't have been so much as a mafunuk. It's his own fault. Can't he beans? Right, so he did it to himself. Somebody came in front of Rava. Amalo b'me'at asoed. What's your standard of living? Amalo b'tarnagolas petuma v'yayin yashin. Right, fat tarnagol and old wine. Amale v'lo chayashel l'duchuk d'tzibura. Aren't you worried about making the tzibur spend so much money on you? How can you do that? Right, the garbage duck has to give you so much. Amale atu mididhu kachilna. I'm eating from the people. Listen to this. Midirachmana kachilna. I'm eating from Hashem. Right? Ditanina ene kol basar yisabei ruvato nesin lechem es achlam beito. It doesn't say beitam lo nemar. Elo beito in each person's time. Malame chikol echad veechad nothin akadosh baruch hu parnasa beito. The Mefarshim say that Rava didn't buy that. Rava didn't buy that pshat. He wasn't interested in that pshat. Now, adahachi vahachi, adahachi, while this is going on, asa achte de Rava, Rava's sister walked in, and delochazil el treza shni, hadn't seen each other in 13 years, Rava and his sister. And what happens? She walks in, v'aisile tarnagolas petuma v'yayin yashin. She walks in with exactly what the guy wanted. Chicken and old wine. Amar, Rava says to himself, my dikma, look at this. He wanted it. I thought he's crazy. And then my sister, it must be Simon from Hashemayim. Amale, ne'nasi lach. I spoke too soon. I'm sorry, I take it back. Kum echol. Get up and eat. Right? 2 minutes. This is a famous piece in Maseilas Yesharim where he says, it's in the 21st parak. He says, Amnon. Okay, he says, he's talking about Betachon. He says as follows. You give yourself to Hashem Lagamri. It's impossible for someone to have less than what was designed for him. Whatever you get is supposed to be from Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to get 1 ounce more or less. You never get more than what's doled out for you. A person can sit and do nothing. and the gzeira of what he's supposed to get for the year will be mekoyim. Doesn't have to go to work. Im lo shekadem haknas l'chol b'nei ozim. If not for the fact that there's a knas, the knas is b'zeir sefecha toch alechem. You have to go to work. If not for that, you sit home, and your food will come somehow because Hashem gave it. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gave it out to you. Asher al kein chayv adam lehishtadel eze hishtadlus utzarech parnasa. You have to do your hishtadlus for parnasa. Shekin gazar melech elyon. That's what Hashem decreed. B'zeir sefecha toch alechem. If you don't do your parnasa, it's not going to change what you get. It's only going to mean that you didn't listen to the gzeira of b'zeir sefecha toch alechem. Al kein amru yachal afil yoshevu batel talmud lomar b'chol mishlach asher yodcha asher taseh. Ach lo shehashtadlus hu, this is a famous line, lo shehashtadlus hu hamoil, hishtadlus doesn't help you, doesn't make a difference. Ella shehashtadlus mukhrach, you have to do the hishtadlus, doesn't help. V'kivon shehashtadel habe yotzi dechavaso, you did your hishtadlus, you did your chiv. Ukvar yesh makom lebrichas shemayim shetishra alav, and then just wait for those brachas from shemayim to come down. The eino tzarech lebalos yamav becharitzas veishtadlus. You don't have to kill yourself with, the translation here is, with striving and exertion. You don't have to kill yourself. Why? You got to do your ishtadlus. That's exactly what this person was telling Rava. Rava didn't believe it. I do my ishtadlus, and that's it. And the rest is from Hashem. The Balvavi Mishkan Evne just takes it one step further. And he says as follows. He says, Ha'ola mitoch dvarav. What comes out of here is, Shiribu ha'ashtadlus lo yoel lahasig parnasa. More ha'ashtadlus won't give you more parnasa. It's a very difficult concept to understand. Especially, he says that. Umid ha'ashtadlus enu mamayit parnasa. And doing less ha'ashtadlus won't lessen your parnasa. V'im yita adam v'ishtadel pachas min ha'royalo. And if a guy makes a mistake and doesn't do his ha'ashtadlus, ba'avur zeh lo yasid shum parnasa. It's not going to make his parnasa less. He's just not fulfilling the gzera. But it's a pechatach alechem. The harei zek domet like litev lo kiddush levana. A guy doesn't do be mekadosh levana. Bavur zeh lo mitzmatet haparnasa. So because he doesn't do kiddush levana, he's going to have less parnasa. No. So why should anything less you do change your parnasa? Elamai she'adam margish. A person thinks she'im lo yishtadel lo yelo kesef. If it don't work, I'm not going to have a salary, right? V'im yosef lishtadel yarba mamon ulam zek kfir gemura. You hear this? It's kfir gemura to say that. Shari onu. How could a person think, how could you go against what Hashem gave you? It's a very, very unbelievable approach. This is the approach of themselves, Hasharim. I know there might be other approaches out there. I know the Stipler has a piece on this. Maybe it's not so true, but I don't have the Stipler at home, so I couldn't bring it. But the Chavetz Chaim says the same thing in Shemiras HaLashon, that more Ishtadlus makes no difference. That's a work in progress. It's really a work in progress to get to such a Madrega. The Balvavi admits that we don't feel that way. But it's a Madrega. It's exactly what this person was telling Rava. And you know what? The sister walked in to confirm it. Okay, we got to move on. Tanu Rabbanan, ain't low. If a guy doesn't have any money, the ain't a rota lisparnes. He doesn't want to be supported. Nostin lo l'shum halva. We tell him we're giving it to him. He's embarrassed. He doesn't have any money, but he doesn't want to take from this. So he's embarrassed. So we'll tell him it's for a parnas. We'll tell him it's a loan. V'chos v'nosel l'mashum matana. And then we give it to him as a matana, and we don't ask for it back. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chom omer nosel l'shum matana. First we give it to him as a matana. Then v'chos v'nosel l'shum halva. Then we give it to him as a loan. That doesn't make any sense, right? Because mishum matana halo shakal, he won't take it. So the Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava, no. Lipsoach lo l'shum matana. We first talk to him. Listen, why don't you take it for a matana? You don't have to give it back. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not taking matanas. Okay, fine. So you know what? Take it for a loan, and then we'll never ask for the money back. Yesh lo. But if someone, so first of all, the Gemara yesh lo. If someone does have the ena rota lehisparnet, the ena rota lehisparnet. He doesn't want to support himself. He's such a cheapskate. He has. He wants to get from tzedakah. So you know what? Noth din lo. We'll give the guy l'shum matana as a matana. V'chozer v'neframi menu. And then we'll take it. We'll get the money back from him. So the Gemara says chozer v'neframi menu to lo shakel. Then he won't take the matana if he's got to pay it back. So the Gemara says amar of papa lo l'achar mitha. After he dies, he'll take it back. Right? After he dies, he'll take it all back. Rav Shimon Omer, Yeshlo, if someone has Ein Rota Lisparti, he doesn't want to take from tzedakah because he's shy. If he does have, but he doesn't want to support himself, he wants to get some tzedakah. Ein is kachin lo, we don't even listen to him. The Eino, the Ein lo, the Ein Rota Lisparnes. But if he doesn't have and he doesn't want to take, Omer lo, haba mashkon v'tul. So you know what? Give us a mashkin, and then we'll give the mashkin back. Basically, we won't take the money from him. Kedei shetuach daito olav, so that he should have. He should have peace of mind. So how could we lie? How could we lie? We're going to lie and tell, but taking it as a mashka, how could we lie for tzedakah? It's not a lie. Right? So the Chin of Achista says, you're allowed to lie for Shalom Bayis, right? Shalom Bayis, what Shalom Bayis is here? The Shalom Bayis between the Ani and Hashem. Right? It's a very bad situation between the Ani, because the Ani is very angry at Hashem. Why did Hashem do this to me? So we'll lie to patch up that relationship. You hear? That's what the Chin of Achista says. Tanar Rabbanan, Ha'avit, Havi means alone. Zesh ain lo, he doesn't have. Ain rotz l'sparnes, he doesn't want to take from tzedakah. He's very shy. So nosnim lo l'shum halvo, we give him as a loan. V'chozim v'nosnim lo m'shum matana. Then we give it to him as a gift, right? That's what we've been saying all along. Tav tenu, what does tav tenu mean? Zesh yeshlo ain rotz l'sparnes, he has, but he doesn't want to be with sparnes. Shenosnim lo l'shum matana v'chozim v'fanim en lachar misa. Like we said before, we'll give it to him, but we'll take it we'll take the money back after he dies. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham Omrim, Yeshlo Avein Rotzel Lisparnes. If he does have, and he doesn't want to be Misparnes, Ain't his Kachin Lo. We don't deal with him at all. Ve'ela Ma'ani Mekayim Tavtenu. So why do they double Lashon Havei Tavtenu? Divrei Torah Kolashon Bnei Adam. Right, Torah speaks like regular people. Okay, next famous story. Marukva. Here's we go. Marukva. Havei Ina Bishivivuse. There was an Ani in Marukva's town. Havaragel Kol Yom Adeshari Le Arbezuze Bitzinu Adadasha. Every day, Marukva would go and put 4 zuz in the guy's house. The guy wouldn't know that it was Marukva, and the guy didn't know who was doing it. Which, according to the Rambam, is the third of the 8 levels of tzedakah. 8 levels is the third level. Why didn't he give it to the guy by tzedakah, and that way the guy by tzedakah, he wouldn't know who he's giving to, and the recipients wouldn't know, which is a higher level? So the Farshim explained, because Marukva didn't trust the guy by tzedakah. Otherwise he would have done that. But he had to do it himself. So, Bahade kivan de chazia de kamatzli le de dasha. I'm sorry, skip the line. Yom echad, one day, Amar, the guy said, the Oni said, Ezel ichzi man ka'avit. Let me go see who's doing this for me all this. Such a nice man. Ki hahu tivusa, who's doing all this good for me? Hahu yom of the day that Marukva was supposed to go, nag halayla Marukva lebe medrasha. He got delayed at the shul, at the yeshiva. He got delayed. So asya de bishu bahade. So the Mefarshim said it was nighttime now. He didn't want to go alone, so his wife went to walk with Marukva. Marukva's wife went to walk with Marukva to the Oni's house, right? The fact that his wife knew, that doesn't mean it wasn't anonymous, right? His wife's allowed to know, right? So the wife went along with Marukva to the Oni's house. Kiva dechazye, dekamatzel dasha, when the Oni saw Marukva and his wife tumbling over there with the door, with the mail slot, giving the money in, nafak basrei, he started to chase them. Rohit mikamei. And they ran away. Marukva is like, ran away, right? You can imagine the scene, right? You see the Oni coming, they ran away. They had nowhere to run. So, alayhu lahu atuna. They went into an oven. To have a grufa nura. And the fire was burning in the oven. I don't know what kind of oven this was. They went into the oven. Have come mekilai in kari de Marukva. Marukva's feet were burning. Amar le debitsu, his wife said, chakal karich osiv akari. Put your feet on my feet aren't burning. So put your feet on my feet and then you won't get burnt. So chalash daite. So Marukva felt bad. Like, why is she zochet to the nace and not me? So amra le no anash shechichna begavei the beisi. I'm always in the house. Umakaravna ais anhayasi, and I'm always give them food. I give the aniyim food. You give them money. Now they have to go buy the food. You're giving them a bigger tircha. So I have a better zechus than you because I'm giving them the food right on the spot. For you it's a delay. So umay kulahai. Why all this? So much, right? You know why? Amar Mazutra, Matuvi, Amar Rav, Amrila, Amar of Chana, Bizna, Amar Shimma Chatida, Amrila, Amar Yachan, Amar Shimshir Bechai, Noach Lola Adam, Shimsar Atzmo, Lotal Kivshan Aish, better go into the furnace, the Al Yalbin Penechaveo Barabim, rather than embarrass your friend in public. Why was this public? Either because Marukva was the God of Hadar, or that's the standard shot. Why is this public? It's going to be the Oni, Marukva, and his wife. Some say, well, that's 3 people. Some say, well, Marukva's like the God of Hadar. Some say, because the guy would have, how do you think the guy would have felt if he knew that Marukva's the one who was giving him this money? He would have felt pretty lousy. Even though he chased Marukva and he caused this to happen, still Marukva jumped into the oven. Manale, Mitamar, Dixiv, Hu, Mutzeis, she was being taken out. Right? And she'd rather die than say, she'd rather die than say, it was me. Okay? Two minutes. So the question is, if you're supposed to go into the furnace rather than embarrass somebody barabim, so then why isn't this one of the big four? Why is it only one of the big three? Should be four things har vayavar. You'd rather die. Tosva says. Tosva's answers because there's no mafurish kra about this, and the Sfasanam says even though it says al sisa alav chait, that's not a mafurish that you should be har vayavar for this. In a chanami you should, but you can't be because I'm a forced to crawl. The Rabbeinu Yonah in a famous piece says, no, it's a tolda of ritzicha. Because when you embarrass somebody, the blood leaves his face, it's not much like it killed him. Not much like it killed him. So if that's true, how come we say, noach lo la'adam, it's better for a person, it's techayiv adam. Right? So Chai Shalevit says, because the whole makar is from Tamar, which was before Matan Torah, can't make dinim before Matan Torah, that's what the Chaim Shalom tries to say. So the Yam Simcha, right, Shmuel's brother, has an unbelievable thing. He says, wait a minute. Why didn't Tamar say, no, it was Yehuda. And maybe Yehuda would have said, listen, this lady's nuts. She's accusing me of being the father of this big, what, she's crazy. I'm Yehuda. She's a Zona. It wouldn't have been 1 ounce of embarrassment to him. Wouldn't have been. It's a suffake. There's a suffake whether or not it would have been a case of harg vayavar. It would have been a case of embarrassment. So there's a machlokas about that. Can you save your life with suffek over one of the big three? It's a big machlokas. So the Yom Simcha says, we don't know what Tamar's kafana was. How did she paskin in that suffek? Was she being machmit? We don't know. So we can't say from Tamar, it's a chiyuv. We can only say, noach lo adam. Okay, that's today's daf. We will continue tomorrow.
How do you get to anywhere?